About an hour ago, brought you the very disturbing and late-breaking story that a man, Daryl Whitaker, in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, has filed a report with both the Glenwood Springs Police Department and the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Agency that Bigfoot tried to rape him while he was walking in the woods. He said suddenly a large gorilla-like creature dropped down from a tree and punched him in the face. Said he was 8 feet tall, and then he tried to rip off his pants and underwear. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is Bigfoot himself, who would like to address these charges. Good morning, Bigfoot.
Man, I ain't talked to y'all in darn near 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. Wow. It's good to hear your voice again.
Then old Fernando called me up this morning asking if I'd come on and talk about some kind of rape.
Some kind of.
Yeah, what do you think of these charges against
you? Well, in case y'all don't remember, I live out here Tyler Way. I don't live in Colorado.
Colorado.
Hey, by the way, sometimes I have a hard time picking up y'all's signal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes I can hear you, and then sometimes I tune in, and all I can hear is house building music.
Yeah. House building music.
We have a weak signal.
But, yeah, you know, I heard that story, and I have to admit, I was up there in Colorado a while back.
You were?
Yeah, I walked up there for vacation.
Okay.
I wanted to try some of them edibles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was walking, I'm out in the woods, and I'm carrying an S-ton of cash.
Why were you carrying a lot of cash?
Well, they don't give out them edibles for free now.
Good point.
It would be hard for him to establish credit, don't you say?
Right. So I had about $40 in some tinsel and aluminum foil I'd found out near a campsite.
Yeah, it's not an S-ton.
And so this dude I noticed was following me. And he's wearing pants that I hate Sasquatch on them. So I'm thinking this guy wants some trouble, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was getting scared because all the tinsel I was carrying to trade for them edibles. So I double back on the guy. And I climb up and we got our pine tree. Mm-hmm. And I'm laying in wait for him and he come up a trail. And I drop out of that tree and I bust that hillbilly in the mouth.
Okay, so that did happen.
Yeah, that did happen. That part happened. He stumbled back and I'm standing over him screaming something like, yeah, bitch, you want some more of this?
Whoa.
Something like that, I can't remember.
Right.
But he's laying there and I'm all amped up. I start trying to pull them anti-Sasquatch pants off of them because they piss me off.
Yeah, sure, understandably.
Right, because I'm just living my truth. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't do nothing to this guy. I'm just living my truth.
We hear you.
And he wakes up, and I'll be damned if he didn't haul off and stab me in the nutsack with some hunting knife.
Oh.
It's terrible.
You okay?
It's terrible. It's so terrible. No, I ain't terrible. I leaked out about half my semen before I got help.
Goodness. Oh. Sounds awful.
Yeah. So I lit out of there and bought me some edibles outside of Denver with a fistful of tinsel.
I didn't know places took tinsel. That's very interesting.
Well, when you got a 9-foot-tall Sasquatch demanding edibles, you go ahead and you turn it over for whatever he's asking.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Whatever he's offering.
Yeah.
But it's hard avoiding people these days with the internet and all. I get spotted more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wear camo everywhere I go.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, if it weren't for my tuxedo of real tree mossy breakup, I think everybody and their brother would spot me by now.
Oh, so you camo yourself.
I would still think it would be hard to camouflage someone who's 9 feet tall.
Tell you, I wish I could camouflage myself from the Nelsons.
The Nelsons?
Don and Donnie?
Yeah, a little whistle called me about once every 4 months trying to get me involved in something or another.
Well, why don't you just come out publicly and just tell us all who you are?
Well, I tell you, I'd love to play right tackle for them Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
If I came out publicly, that's what I'd do. I think, oh, Law Collins is better suited for guard.
And you'd play right tackle.
I'd play right tackle. course, I don't want to block for old Zeke.
Why?
That guy's a one-man Me Too movement waiting to happen.
Yeah, he's caused some problems.
Hey, I got a new rap album that's about to drop called 80 Needles. Can I promo it?
Yeah, I guess.
You'd fit right in with the Cowboys then.
Yeah, okay, I'll promo it. I got a new rap album about to drop called 80 Needles.
Okay, got
it. Okay, we got it.
Y'all been watching All or Nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm binging it this weekend if I can steal a TV. How was the compound?
It was great.
It was fun.
We thought we might see you out there since we were in the woods.
Yeah, well, I was watching y'all from the edge of the woods the whole time. I saw Norm walk out and take the most ginormous dump in the woods.
Outside he did that?
Outside in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
Thing was huge. I stepped in it. And I was smearing stuff for about 30 yards.
Oh, gosh.
That's terrible.
It was horrible. Tell them to cut down on the corn consumption, too, would you?
Oh, man.
Hey, can I come on up there? I can be up there by the end of the show if y'all let me.
I think we're good.
Well, I got some gifts for you guys.
Oh, okay.
I got some Norm droppings that I found.
That's all right. You can keep those.
We got plenty up here.
All right. Good morning to you guys.
All right. We'll see you, Bigfoot. There he is, Sasquatch, clearly a Squatch, with us here on The Ticket.